From WTIP News, this is the News Wrap.
The North Shore Inline Marathon turns 15 as skaters take up their positions for a 26.2-mile race along the Big Lake. Approximately 3,000 entrants are expected for this Saturday's marathon. 2,600 of them will run the full marathon, and the remaining 400 will compete in the accompanying half marathon. The race starts south of Two Harbors and follows the North Shore Drive and I-35 to the William A. Irvine, docked off Harbor Drive at Duluth's waterfront. The marathon starts at 7:30 a.m. The shorter run starts at 6:45 a.m. Organizers said the North Shore was the first inline marathon in the country, caught the imagination of skaters, and became the largest outdoor skate race in the United States at any distance.
The Minnesota grouse hunting season starts on the 18th of this month, and last week, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources announced the creation of a new ruffed grouse coordinator position in partnership with the Ruffed Grouse Society. The new coordinator, Ted Dick, is a veteran DNR wildlife biologist and an avid grouse hunter. He lives in the Baudette area.
We're thinking that grouse hunting, rough grouse hunting in particular, has kind of been taken for granted for the last few years. So beyond the habitat stuff that we've normally been doing, part of my job will be to promote grouse hunting and advocate for grouse hunting and try to bring it back into center stage a little bit more. There's a lot of other activities that have become popular in the fall, and the hunter numbers have dropped off a little bit. And to keep grouse hunting strong and to keep it a focus of management in the north, you have to have good numbers of hunters. So that's one thing we want to do, is let people know that the hunting here is very good, and help people get into it if they haven't done it before, and just make it easier to hunt and provide more information will be part of the new focus that we weren't doing as much of in the past.
Ruffed grouse are found in forests throughout Minnesota. Hunters in the state shoot 250,000 to 1,000,000 birds annually. More information about ruffed grouse and the upcoming hunting season is available at the DNR website.
Supporters of Superior National Golf Course met with city, county, and EDA members for nearly 3 hours last Thursday. This was a second round of proposals and counterproposals designed to keep the golf course financially flush and rejuvenated to first-class status. Superior National and EDA board member Mark Sanbo.
We're still falling behind on equipment and upkeep of the course itself. That's what we're asking for the help. Not because we want to spend more money on different things. We're falling behind. We haven't ordered equipment for a long time.
Board Chair Fritz Sabania asked West End businessman and Superior National supporter Charles Skinner if this latest meeting was another attempt to wear down the board with new figures. Skinner responded they were meeting because the county board asked for new solutions on how to make the facility work. The original golf course plan shifted Superior National ownership from the Economic Development Authority to the county. The revised plan shifted ownership back to EDA after the county declined to take the course over in August. The revised plan asks for a loan from the county to pay off $460,000 of EDA-backed revenue bonds and contribute $50,000 per year for 10 years in EDA support with a marketing match from the Cook County Visitors Bureau. Finally, the supporters asked for $1.8 million in 1% sales tax funding for capital improvements. Charles Skinner.
You know, right now the golf course has, you know, this amount, this $1.8 million of mostly critical needs that weren't invested over the past decade. And this provides a long-term solution for the golf course. You know, if you have a good summer or a bad summer, it's you're going to have some of each. And so what we're trying to do is get the golf course back so that it can fulfill its original mission, which was to bring more visitors here.
In spite of the back-and-forth negotiating at the September 9th meeting, the two sides appeared closer to a solution by meeting's end. The Superior National supporters are expected to return with some of their figures fine-tuned. They're also expected to propose a contract that would specifically outline duties and responsibilities of the EDA with reference to the golf course. The EDA board is also expected to meet this week to craft a contract with the county. In addition, Superior National supporters are expected to offer a plan for a committed management team to run the golf course.
Don Stead, General Manager, CEO of Arrowhead Electric Cooperative, has resigned from his position at Arrowhead and will be leaving September 24th. Stead will be moving on to work with the Homer Electric Association in Homer, Alaska. The board says it accepted Stead's resignation with regret. Don has served as general manager CEO since June of 2005. During his tenure as general manager, Arrowhead built a new substation, saw a generating station built to better serve the members, and remodeled and added to the cooperative headquarters, earning an LEED gold certification for environmental and energy-efficient building standards. Jean Muntean, Arrowhead's assistant general manager, has been named interim general manager while the board of directors and NRECA conduct a manager search. You've been listening to the News Wrap from WTIP North Shore Community Radio.